Mission Network News 1 minute version for Thursday, April 8th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Sri Lanka has a new government, which was elected in spite of a Buddhist monk's challenge. What's more, the new president wants to open peace talks with the rebels. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says they're excited about the report because it could forecast an end to decades of civil war. That, in turn, will give Gospel for Asia missionaries the freedom to continue to preach the gospel. Next, nearly a century after the gospel reached northeast India by way of a Welsh missionary, India's believers are reaching out to revive the church in Wales. Bibles for the World's Rachunga Padaiti says 5,000 believers launched the Billion Bible Campaign from Silmat, the equivalent of Capernaum in India. Bibles are being printed in India and sent out. The cost of printing and mailing is 2 days' salary for the average man there. Pray that hearts will respond. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can find short-term missions opportunities at our short-term missions database at stmdb.org. That's stmdb.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.